When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP. We're old school live here at 1040 O Street. Want to thank my man Kevin Meyer again and Eastrick for the crossover and Thirsty Thursday. Meyer Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Hey, look, man, champions always recover. First time in about 3 years, any type of party foul. Anytime there's a party, I'm taking Kevy Kev with me, especially at a party, grill, and... even better, Austin and DP. My man is a fan of beef stroganoff, so I know I got to have Kevin over when it gets about negative 60 with the wind chill.
We'll bring the goods,
and we're gonna make some beef stroganoff. But we are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple, up there in the Metro, as they like to call it, or the O, as they like to really call it. Obviously. I got a lot to dive into, DP. You know, last night, you know, the NBA draft, and, you know, going into this draft before, you know, the draft started, they were saying it's the worst draft or one, the top three. This is not a distinct honor that you want. One of the three worst drafts in the last 25 years. That's what people were saying overall, give or take however many years you want to, you know, look at it. And obviously it started, you know, quick, fast, in a hurry that the Frenchmen are taking over, and or at least in the draft. But what is your initial thoughts on the draft? Who got drafted where? What teams made some interesting trades? And I don't know if you saw DP, before you get into your answer, Tim Duncan's reaction to them getting, or they're trading Dillingham from San Antonio to the Timberwolves. He did not like that. What was your thoughts on the draft last night?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. One, I mean, if you can get him, keep him.
Well, you drafted him.
Yeah. Like, if you can get him, keep him. But to draft him to say that we're simply good enough right now with what we have,
right,
is just not a statement of truth. Like, it's just, you're just not good enough. Now, if you're thinking long game, that, hey, you know, maybe we can project down the line. But if you're a season ticket holder for the Spurs, what are you doing? And Dunk is like, no, give Wemby somebody to run with.
Right, yeah.
Like, and that was a perfect guy. I mean, that's how Penny and Shaq did it. Like, we understood that was the playbook.
And DP, you draft Castle, who fits like a, there go Eastrick there, who fits San Antonio, right? Point guard, tough, great college program. He fits its size. It gives you a little bit of a more polished Tony Parker when Tony Parker comes in. You would think right off the rip, you got Dillingham and Wemby. Now you got your shooting guard, your scoring guard. They got him listed as a point guard. He's not a point guard like Castle is a point guard. So that was an interesting thing.
And they're up. They're literally on the clock now.
Right.
So the idea that with all the available players, there are some twos and threes, some ones, twos, and threes on the board that if you told me that you like them more than you like Dillingham, I can kind of understand, but you have to nail this one.
Now the pressure's on you.
Yeah, you have to stick the landing, and this would be one that Pop would go European,
yeah,
and get another guy, but Go get somebody that Wemby wants to play with.
Yeah, I mean, you think of, like, you know, like where OKC, who's, you know, they got Shea Alexander, they got Topic. That'd be something that you would see San Antonio maybe try trade down and go from there. And then you know, one of the interesting things in the draft for me was Devin Carter and Bub Carrington going that high. You know, lottery picks. Now, I know they can play.
Bub, we understood because of the proximity to D.C.
Right.
Like, and their family grew up there. They know the area. They know the people.
Right. So, I understand that. Devin Carter from Providence. He's Big East Player of the Year.
Daddy.
And his dad played, so you know he's NBA ready. His game is serious. I like it because he rebounds from the, you know, one or two position. I just look at it, that was a little bit of a surprise considering, you know, you didn't hear much about him, but we're landlocked here in Lincoln. I thought that was just very interesting for Sacramento, considering they already have a point guard. You get what I'm saying?
But here's in the evolution of the NBA, to think that having multiple point guards is going to be mandatory for the next 3 years. The way people run through them. Look, we saw the handcuffing that it did to the Lakers.
Yeah,
we saw what not having a point guard, and then if you're going to compete with Boston,
a true point, right?
To playmaker. Have somebody that one is a playmaker, and the other that is a defender. Carter with his wingspan, and a guy that will probably lead guards in rebounding in the NBA because that's just his thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially rookie guards.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, like that if you can come in from college and do two things at NBA level.
Yeah, and he can. And he knows how to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
He's got the IQ. That's another thing. I mean, he really is his father's son. Not every next level NBA dude is.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much a replica of his dad. Yeah. Just obviously he's a little bit bigger. I think that one of the better. I mean, okay, I think
they took Ingram from North Carolina.
I think the Lakers had probably the best pick in the first round. They got a for sure starter impact player at 17. So I mean, he fell right to you.
Is Connect?
He's cold blooded.
As a player, yes. There's a lot to put in play for a JUCO guy who made it, who you're going to put in LA with LeBron and.
I think he'll be fine. His personality and the way with Rick Barton, he's going to fit in and he's going to flourish. He's cold blooded.
Yeah, I mean, his game.
But the thing about him, he's a gym rat. He's not some, you know, kid coming from out of nowhere. He knows this is a perfect spot for him. I will say this. The 76ers got Jared McLean, McCain. Mm-hmm. That's a great pick. That's a great fit. That's a great fit. He's tough as nails. Now I know the big thing about him painting his fingernails, but the thing is that my man is ultra competitive. I remember seeing him actually, Austin, he played up in Omaha, you know, on one of his AAU teams.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how big he was as far as stature, like built. I mean, my man is thick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's not like sluggish thick. You get what I'm saying? He's like
6'3", 215.
But he's the perfect build though. Mm-hmm. Right? You get what I mean? He's almost a little like he's not a fire hydrant. He's got enough height. He's got long arms. I like it cuz he's, you know, for basketball terms or at least football terms for basketball, he's barrel chested. Mm-hmm. So when he bodies you up, you know, you stop and And I like it even better. What he's a for sure. He's pretty much 90-some percent at the free throw line, low a turnover rate, and then his 3-point percentage is good enough, and it'll only get better.
Good rebounder for a guard as well. Yeah. I saw this from David Murphy, writes for the Philly Inquirer. There have been two freshmen in NCAA history with a 6-11 true shooting percentage, 210 plus 3-point attempts, and 150 rebounds. One of them, Steph Curry. The other is Jared McCain.
Yeah.
Jared's not going to come in and play the Steph role in Philly. He will never need to do that. Has enough, you know, secondary kind of creation. He can attack a closeout sort of thing. But if you tell me Maxie and Embiid have the ball in their hands and Jared McCain's running off movement as a shooter, and he's going to compete on D, love that for Philly.
Yeah. Real quick before we go to break, we have Baylor Shireman from Creighton, by the way, of Aurora, Nebraska. Really good quarterback. I got to meet him last year at a charity event. Good kid, man. Met his dad, and he's got a younger brother that's cold-blooded. You know what a funny story about him? The staff that was recruiting him wanted him to walk on to play tight end. He won C1 state championship at quarterback. He wanted to play quarterback. And then obviously went to South Dakota State and transferred to Creighton. Ended up going first round to the Celtics.
Here's what I hope happens. I hope people, parents, coaches, players, all pay attention to the fact that your first stop is not always your location. That sometimes you have to take another path. Yeah. Sometimes you have to go to the smaller school, go to JUCO, go to a place where you can play. Evergrey likes to talk about it. He sends his players to places where they can play now, so that they can get better and improve, and then you'll get to where you need to be. Work your way to where you need to be. Don't expect to be placed where you want to be. And this is across this draft.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, funny. This morning I was doing some rehab, and, you know, a guy came up to me. He was talking about Danny Woodhead, and obviously it's a different sport. And he was like, Nebraska, you know, missed out on him. I said, no. I mean, yes, initially, but the best thing for Danny Woodhead was to go to Shattern, win essentially their Heisman, get to a team that was doing Hard Knocks, kind of be like the feel-good story, and then that started your career, right? Bill Belichick made a, you know, saw a role for you, and then there you go. So if he came to Nebraska at that time, who knows if you ended up where you end up, and I'd say it worked out for the best. You see this with Baylor Shireman as well. So went to South Dakota State, I think it was. And right in the beginning of where you could transfer portal, Nebraska, I think, was second, right? And then obviously it worked out for him for Creighton. And listen, one of the things I like about it is they say, listen, he gets it off the board. He's jamming it down. I always say he's jamming it down your throat. And he can knock your lights out from three. So good for them. And he goes to the world champion. So he's fitting right into a championship organization without a lot of pressure. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. And I'll go with quick segment, 5 o'clock hour, talk about some other stuff. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman, Old School, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.